You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Finally on today's show, a new report commissioned by Copyright Licensing New Zealand has revealed that New Zealand writers are struggling to make a living. The report showed that many writers are having to take on other jobs outside of writing because they cannot make enough money from writing alone. On average, writers in New Zealand only earn $13,500, while most spend a majority of their productive writing time working in another occupation. Earlier, I spoke to the head of the New Zealand Society of Authors, Jackie Dennis, about the report, and I began by asking her what the main findings were.
Well, the three biggest challenges faced by New Zealand writers are overwhelmingly given as lack of income, fewer publishers or less support from publishers, and lack of time to write because of the need to work at another job.
Is the idea that writers in New Zealand are struggling to make a living from writing alone a surprise at all to you?
No, it's not a surprise. Perhaps the extent of it was, but then I had a look at, the survey showed that the average income was, I think, New Zealand dollars, 13,500. Now, Australia did a survey last year, and the average income from writing there was Australian dollars, 12,900. So that's a very similar amount. And the average earning for British authors was £12,500. So that's a bit more. That's about 22,000 New Zealand dollars. So they're doing better. But all of these figures are very low. So this is clearly a international problem.
Has this been kind of festering for a while now, do you think?
I'm not really sure. I've only worked in this sector for 3 years, and it hasn't changed a lot in the last 3 years.
Right. Does the productivity of writers suffer as a result of having to take on extra work outside of writing, do you think?
Oh, most definitely. Everything takes longer if you can't take the time to work on your manuscript or your poem or your graphic novel.
What is the usual time it takes to produce a piece of writing, do you think?
Oh, it'll be different for all writers.
Right, so just for a standard book, what are we talking?
Well, I wouldn't like to put a time on that. Some people might spend, many more years than others.
Sure.
Because they might develop it more slowly. I wouldn't like to put a time on that.
What do you think is the cause of this problem?
I know what contributes to it. I don't know that there is one cause. I think it's many things.
Mm-hmm.
If there was an increase in the public lending right, it would help writers. If we had an educational lending right in New Zealand, that would help writers. If we can stop problems with writers' works being, downloaded for free, that would help, so we need to ensure that creators are valued as much as users of the internet.
So you think copyright is an issue that needs to be investigated?
Yes, I think it has been investigated. It is an issue. If users of the internet can easily download for free books when they shouldn't be able to, then that is going to be a growing issue.
Do you think the size of our publishing market is ever going to allow for decent conditions for writers?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. One would hope that even if it was a very small market, that the publishing deals on offer were decent. So we've just got to ensure that the contracts that are being offered to writers are fair for writers.
Do you think at the moment they're reasonably fair?
Yes, I do. I think there's some interesting deals coming out at the moment that I don't think are fair,
right.
Like a hybrid sort of deal where a writer might approach a publisher who's going to take care of editing, production, distribution, and yet they ask the writer to pay for that. And I think there's just a bit of a disconnect there at the moment that's not quite fair.
Do you think writers get enough support from their publishers?
Writers don't think that they get enough support from them. Not all writers, but that is something that came up in the survey.
What about the government? Is there enough assistance for writers from them?
There could be more.
Right.
There is some, but there definitely could be more. If you look at what Creative New Zealand is investing in writers, it is less than what they invest in other comparable art.
Sure. And just finally then, what would you like to see done to improve the working conditions for writing and writers in New Zealand?
Not just one thing, quite a few things. You know, I would like to see an increase in the public lending right. I would like to see the introduction of an education lending right. I'd like to see the government valuing creators. There's a review of copyright. I'd like to see copyright seen as a valuable thing for all New Zealanders to tell New Zealand stories, whatever method they choose, whether it be in song, in writing, you know, in film, that creation is valued.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.